this Friday morning. Opportunity for me to welcome in Jim Stanton, and he has a neat event that's been going on now for 16 years. It's the Run for Relief for the Washington County Chapter of the American Red Cross. Jim, thanks for coming in this morning. I can't believe that this event that you started 16 years ago is going strong. It's great.
Still going, and we set the course up last night, so we're ready to hit the streets tomorrow, and the run will start at 8 o'clock. We're going to have a 5K. All the proceeds benefit the NOW chapter of the American Red Cross. NOW chapter yep. stands for Nowata Osage, Washington.
Exactly. I think it is neat that, you know, you get that name in there that you, for the counties that you support. This is really, unlike other Red Cross programs, it's not blood donation, it's not support for the military, it is disaster relief to help fund things like when the Red Cross is out there supporting firefighters, or when there's a fire and somebody needs a hotel room or something. It's the disaster relief services for the Red Cross.
And that's what everybody thinks of, is disaster relief. And there's nothing bigger than responding to the emergencies that pop up on a daily basis. Yeah. I mean, there's disasters at least probably four times a month that we respond to.
Yeah, again, and this is local funding where you're raising relief for Washington, Osage County problems. This doesn't go to whatever hurricane is next on the list down on the Gulf Coast. It's not talking about a volcano exploding in Hawaii. The Red Cross nationally supports those items, but this is local dollars that are staying in our local communities.
And that's true. Many disasters, and I do mean many, many, many disasters, but how do you say it's a mini disaster when your house catches on fire?
If it's happening to you, it is a disaster.
That yeah. is correct. Yeah. So that's what we're here for. We're here to respond to the disasters. We're here to educate the community. One of the newer things that we do is called the Pillowcase Project. Mm-hmm. And the Red Cross has taken on that we're going to educate 1 million kids between the ages of third and fifth grade. And what we're doing, we're teaching them how to respond when a fire happens at their home. A good example would be one of my favorite volunteers, Carolyn Harpole, and we have many others.
Sure.
But they did a project in Ramona, mm-hmm. and there's a young man by the name of Cameron Sarney, and basically he went through this training. He was sleeping in his house last October. He heard a high-pitched sound of the smoke detector going off in his house. After his training, he knew he had 2 minutes to get his family and get everything he could and get them out. And because of our program, we saved a life in Ramona. And if you think about that, after 1 million kids are trained, there's going to be a lot of people that we've touched.
The United Way used that same example yesterday when I had them in here, that the youngster woke up mom and dad. Mom, get up. We got 2 minutes to get out of the house. And that program gets it in the youngster's head. And whether that smoke detector is going off because of something kitchen-related or whether it's a real fire in the house, the youngsters know what to do.
This program was created in New Orleans. It's a free program inspired by the story of local university students carrying their belongings in pillowcases mm-hmm. after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is on the pillowcase, it tells you all the things you need when you evacuate the home.
That is a great idea. If the youngster can read what's on their pillowcase, they know what to do.
And that's true. And that's just put in print with pictures.
Yeah. If you're too young to read all the words, the picture is going to give the youngster enough of a reminder that they'll know what to do. And certainly learning from pictures, I mean, how many instructions do you go to, I don't care, at the ATM or at the gas station or whatever, that the pictures are there for you. So it's a universal language, regardless of whether you speak English or Spanish or French or Greek or Russian. It doesn't matter.
And that's true, but these are much clearer than some of the manuals that I've looked at, and I've seen the pictures, and I thought, what is that?
Yes, that's nice. Red Cross is a master at communication and getting their message over to the young folks. And again, they've taken that that university program from New Orleans and made it their own and getting it out there to the kids. A million kids, and there's probably actually more than that, but that's a great round number to reach for.
Another project that we've been doing is installing smoke alarms in local communities around Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So that's been a big project. We obviously do the blood services.
Sure.
I was at the hospital, unfortunately, a few months ago. One of my own family members actually said, Jim, thank you for raising funds for the Red Cross, because that blood that I was given as a transfusion was through the American Red Cross.
Mm-hmm. Red Cross serves not only local hospitals, but is, of course, part of the larger blood donation services, which, of course, includes our military services around the world. And it's something that has been part of the mission for the Red Cross almost since the beginning, when Clara Barton started helping out soldiers.
And that is a big asset that we do provide, critical messages to our armed services.
Yeah. When a family member receives the notice of a death of a family member, yes, they will get that emergency leave to attend that funeral or whatever, but not until it's verified through the Red Cross. So the Red Cross is there to give authenticity to that unit commander before they release that military member to go home.
So that's why we're going to invite you to the Run for Relief. Again, this will be our 16th year. The run will kick off again at 8 o'clock tomorrow. Now, if you'd like to register, which we want you to do, because all of the donations for entries come back to the local chapter. We're going to have registration at the Red Cross office today from 12 to 4.
601 South Jennings.
Next to the post office. Yeah. And you can come in tomorrow after 7 o'clock.
Tomorrow morning.
And get signed up.
All right. Of course, you know, the mail-in registrations, the deadline was earlier this week, which is why you're asking for in-person registrations now at the Red Cross office.
It's a little bit late on the online. We'll have the online open until 4
okay.
today.
Okay.
But just come on by and see us and get signed up, and we'll get you a unique T-shirt. The T-shirt this year has our runner dude, mm-hmm. and I think it has a good logo this year. It kind of shows the circle of the Red Cross. A lot of people don't think they're going to need the Red Cross. A lot of people give support, and then all of a sudden, in a crazy circle, they need our help.
Well, and how many of us have learned to swim through a swimming lessons program at a pool that the lifeguards were trained by the Red Cross, or all of the, you know, learned CPR through a Red Cross course, all the different things that the Red Cross does education-wise, again, whether it's locally here in Washington, Osage, or Nowata County, or whether it was anywhere else in the world, you're out there teaching the fundamentals of first aid. You're teaching CPR. You're teaching, again, life-saving courses, water rescue, you name it, they're out there.
Yes, and these time-honored services are not federally funded, so yeah. Each chapter supports itself by fundraising, and then we also get help from the United Way.
Right. And I wish, of course, would later on tomorrow, the United Way will announce their fund goal for this year's drive. Right, the local chapter, this race was among the first to set up a certified 5K race course.
That is true. I inherited the course from Phillips 66, thought it was a good idea, was right next to the Red Cross office. So Phillips 66, as usual, set us up. If you go by and when you come to the run tomorrow, you'll see the IRV that Phillips 66, ConocoPhillips, and the Run for Relief purchase.
Mm-hmm. And those dollars keep it stocked. And I don't know how many times, but I'll say a lot of times that IRV has deployed to Katrina, to other disasters, South Carolina, one that comes to mind, and some of our dedicated past volunteers, Lloyd Guatney and others, that seemingly had a suitcase packed ready to go at a moment's notice.
Our volunteers are incredible. They step up and they do what's necessary to keep people safe, educated, and it's a blessing to be affiliated with a group of people like this.
It really is. Again, the registration for Run for Relief, and I know you got a list of great sponsors that are kind of making the race possible, and those Run for Relief t-shirts have been kind of collector's item over the years too.
I enjoyed the logos. That's always probably been my favorite part of the event. Yeah. Is just trying to put a logo that shows what we do to some extent, that just kind of passes the message of the Red Cross.
Yeah. Registration fee. I want to at least mention that there is a fee.
Okay. We like to get a lot of students out if we could. And students are $15. You get a t-shirt. We'll have Gatorade, water. We'll have fresh fruit. We're going to have some incredible door prizes. We're going to have at least $600 of door prizes to give out this year.
That's great.
So it's a fun event, and one of my favorite parts is the award ceremony. Mm-hmm. And then in between giving the awards, we give out certificates. This year, Dillard's is our grand prize donor for the certificates.
Okay.
Rib Crib, Tulsa Runner. And then we got a lot of gift cards.
And sometimes those gift cards are almost as well appreciated as a grand prize, whatever gift card you get. Because, I don't care, $20, $25, $15, $10, a free hamburger, whatever it might be. It's something from our local businesses here.
And definitely. The gift cards are good because you can just go where you want to go and get what you want to get.
Exactly. And support the Red Cross. If somebody would simply like to make a donation toward the Run for Relief effort, it's one of a couple of local fundraisers, like Chili the Rescue later on in the year. But your donations, whether it's blood, your time, or your dollars, are appreciated by the Red Cross.
And that's, again, why we want you to come out. I think you'll have a good time. The weather, it's phenomenal this year. It's kind of hard to believe how cool it is for the beginning of September, but I think tomorrow will be a great day. It'll just make you want to run. Exactly. When you get out on that course. The course, after 16 years, my wife and I set it up last night. We are so used to the course that we know that there's going to be a dog at this house. There's a German Shepherd right on the corner. And it's kind of funny when you know your community so well by setting up this run, and it's been a good thing.
It has been. 16 years of Run for Relief, and the public is invited. Registration tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, is that right?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Run at 8.
Okay. And then run at 8.
Okay. And there's a 5K. Then there is a fun run, I think.
We are not doing the fun run this year.
Okay.
We decided just to stick with the 5K.
Sounds like a deal.
So if you do want to come out and you do not want to run, which a lot of people don't love running, you're very welcome to walk. I do ask that you walk at a moderate pace, but you're welcome to come out.
Sounds like a great deal. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock at the Red Cross office, 601 South Jennings, and best of luck to all the runners.
And we're excited. Can I name some of our sponsors?
I was hoping you would.
Okay, that's good. I got a lot of sponsors this year, and I'd like to make a special thank you to all these gold sponsors. But I have DSR, Bartlesville Regional United Way, Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips, Coffeyville Resources, Osage Nation Foundation, and the Cherokee Casino Ramona. We also, our silver sponsors would be First Investment Corporation, RCB Bank, Truity, Walmart DC, Primary Care, and Career Employment Service.
Okay, those are the silver sponsors. And it's those gold and silver sponsors that really come forward with their financial underwriting to make the event possible. Thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate it.
And I appreciate you having me, and you actually let me come on at a special time, and it means a lot to me. And I appreciate, Charlie, your support of our Red Cross.
Well, again, the local Red Cross is an important part of our community, and people need to, whether it's give blood or give their time or financially support the Red Cross, it's an important part of how the Red Cross works. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Charlie.
Jim Stanton with us this morning, and again, you are invited, requested, and expected tomorrow morning starting at about 7 o'clock at the Red Cross office for the Run for Relief. Brew and Buzz on the way coming up in just a bit. 1400 K1.